Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love to tell you all about her.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's such a blessing to be here with you today. Sometimes I'm known as just DC Love. Other times, the real DC Love. Sometimes, Grammy. Whatever you want to call me, that's okay. I have a really crazy journey. It started off with sugar cookies flying off a countertop. My cell phone began to text me, and Spirit actually sat on me to get my attention. That's because I wasn't listening to the little nudges, so they had to call in the big ones, right, Jackson? Yeah, Grammy, yep. Okay. So, sorry about that. Jackson, go see Grammy, okay. I'm an angel intuitive, and I just left my whole train of thought. Barbara just derailed with Jackson. Her conscious channel is a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly I was a law enforcement officer. And the really cool thing is how I got some of my education. It wasn't done in the conventional manner. I traveled to heaven a few times. Sometimes I was there just, you know, for a visit, visiting with my loved ones. But then other times I was there to really learn. And it was amazing. This is where I connected with Jesus, Mother Mary. I discovered higher levels of consciousness as well as healing on a soul's level. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. And I did discover I have an amazingly strong connection with the spirit world. Since then, I've never looked back, and I continue to serve and protect. But now training in my 357 and offering angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the Angels, my in-spirit John Ginger, and we can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I first connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It really is a divine connection that I have with Joan, and she's left the door open. Others on the other side, they walk through it continually. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. It also gives me the ability to work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other way. My purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And thanks, I Barbara. Am... I am... trying to do two things at once. I should stop that. Okay. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, an Akashic Records technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, 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 many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. scroll to the bottom of that page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's Facebook page. My Learn More button will take you to, more information about me. That's what it is.
Jeff, I don't have a mute button, so you have to be a little
look
quiet.
Look around the website, because there's lots and lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. So now it is time for us to start hearing some of these beautiful divine messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing, Barbara, I was guided to read a beautiful little prayer that was written by Stacy Wall, and it's entitled Gratitude. Dearest angels, I acknowledge and appreciate your loving presence in my life. Thank you for keeping me mindful of our oneness with Creator and with all beings. Thank you for your presence each morning as I open my eyes and give thanks for a new day. Thank you for helping me quiet my mind and drift off to sleep when the day is done. Thank you for holding me in your arms when I struggle with pain that pushes me to grow beyond what I think possible. And thank you for helping me come out stronger on the other side and empowering me to make a positive difference in the world. Thank you for blessing my life in ways too numerous to count. My heart overflows with love and gratitude. Thank you. And with that being said, I have a channeled message. Life is nothing without love. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love remains and perseveres, and it is able to survive through hard and difficult times. Love is always present to support us during all circumstances. Choose to love and focus on positive. Love is such a beautiful gift. Our life is a beautiful gift from God. What we do with this gift is our gift to God. Never take life for granted. If you are awake, you are blessed. Appreciate every moment. Yesterday, as we know, is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is a gift from God. That's why we call it the present. Wake up each morning and thank God because He's giving you another day on earth. Open your eyes and see the beauty around you. Try to see the beauty in everyone and in everything, and you will not only find it, you will also become it. Open your mind to the wonders of life. And open your heart to those who love you. And always be true to yourself. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Please, make it a good one. Let go of things that no longer serve you. And fully release everything that is no longer in alignment with your highest and greatest good. And when you let go of what you are, you have the possibility of becoming what you might be. And when you let go of what you have, you receive what you need. You will never achieve what you are capable of if you're too attached to things you know that you're supposed to let go of, and you can't control everything. Sometimes you just have to let go. You have to have faith. Good things will come. Stay focused on the positive and release all of the negative. Do more of what makes you happy and find joy in the journey. Life is not a race. Focus on each step that you take. And please, take time each day to appreciate and to enjoy all the little things. Because some of the best things are, of course, free. Such as family, friends, smiles, hugs. These are just a few of these amazing things. Please, enjoy each day and live each moment. We are here to live life. Write it on your heart that every day you have is the best day and appreciate each moment. Life does go by in the blink of an eye. Please appreciate your time. Moments pass too quickly, and you don't want to look back and regret not treasuring those moments. Remember, we cannot rewind time. So live in the moment, not the past. Live each day as if it were your last. Each moment is all you need. Let us greet each other with a smile, for a smile is the beginning of love. A smile is the key that fits the lock of everyone's heart. smiling is contagious. Be the reason that someone smiles today and use your smile to change the world. But don't let the world change your smile. A beautiful smile is worth 1,000 words. Use your smile today to brighten up someone else's day. And smile. God loves you. And I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, with that being said, I would also like to, you know, let everyone know that one of our members from the Sacred Neighbors team had passed last week, Ryan Adragna, and he's been with everyone. A lot of our callers know him as well. Well, he guided me last night. I'm offering for 7 days, you know, today through next Tuesday, an electric car wash. And you're probably thinking, well, everyone doesn't have a car, DC. It's not that kind of car wash. What it is, it's a chakra car wash. And all of the unwanted energies from your field are going to be removed. And your chakras are going to spin in the right direction. They're going to be cleansed. They're going to be cleared. And this beautiful service is available, like you said, for 7 days. There's no charge. So keep calm and go to the car wash. It's just another way to get your chakras in alignment and to really have a feel-good day. So that all you have to do is say yes, you know, quietly, and you're going to find yourself at the car wash. So that's all I have to say, Barbara.
Well, I think that's a wonderful way to start your day, you know, go through the car wash, get all clean and spiffy and shiny and let your day unfold beautifully.
Yes, yes, it is. And when you said that, I envisioned Lucy and Ethel, and I, of course, am Lucy and you're Ethel, and we went in without our cars. We're all so proud, Barbara. You're looking at me and I'm looking at you and it's like, did we forget something?
Oh, how wonderful. Oh, okay. So let's see what message Jesus has for us right now in this particular moment. So here is what he wants to say. My beloved one. We encourage each of you to get your car washed, have your chakras cleaned and balanced. Start your day in that amazing energy and that knowing that all things are possible. We'd like for that to become a habit for each and every one of you, because for so many people, they start the day thinking about what is not possible. And as long as you are coming from that energy, that is what you are creating in your life. So we invite you to start looking at each day and seeing that all things are possible, that you can ask or create anything that you desire. Give yourself permission to be the powerful, magnificent being that you already are. Allow your heart to open to the truth of you and your life. And you can start today by doing that, by using this wonderful free gift that DC is talking about. Just go to her page and click on the car wash and allow yourself to be cleared. You don't need to hang on to any negative energy. It does you absolutely no good. Let it go. You don't need to worry about it. Let it go. You don't need to be afraid of it. Let it go. It's just a matter of you making a different choice. And that is how you change your life. That is how you change every aspect of your life. You make a different choice and you let go of what used to be. So I invite each and every one of you to do that today, to make a different choice, to open up to your own potential and to let go of who you used to be. You are no longer that person. Do not try to stay in that energy. Just let go and move forward. And that's really all you need to do. That's all you ever need to do. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with us.
Beautiful. Barbara, I need a favor. I am on my house phone on the other line. I don't know if you could see me. I had a call
okay,
in.
Okay, there you are.
Yeah, if you could pick me up on that line, because I had a call in on my cell phone. The other line was in use, and it's so
much
easier
with
the house phone.
Okay, you're on.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me, Barbara?
Yes, I can.
Oh, thank you. I thought I lost you. Awesome. Yeah, this is so much better because I can mute you, actually. And when Jackson is running around and you're speaking, I could actually mute it so no one could hear all the craziness in the background. It's a little bit. Thank you so much. Oh, goodness.
Okay. So are you ready now for us to start? Taking our
calls. I'm a lot better than I was. Yes. Thank you again.
You're quite welcome. All right. Our first caller is from area code 860. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa from Connecticut. How are you girls today?
Hi, Lisa. How are you, hon?
Hi. Struggling to hear you. Struggling a lot. Gizmo's having a lot of ups and downs and really struggling.
Okay. Well, I feel there's like struggling because Gizmo is feeling what you're feeling, you know?
Well, she keeps vomiting. I think we get her eating, she vomits. So that's the up and down I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling, too, like Gizmo is fighting this and not just, you know, letting things happen because Gizmo loves you so much and is afraid that, you know, you need her love and you need her physically to be with you. And just please focus on, you know, just sending her love, letting her know that whatever, you know, is supposed to be is okay. Because she's feeling your frustration, she's feeling, like, the fear, and she's trying to be your strength, Lisa, okay?
Okay. I don't want her to be my strength. I just want her to have some happy days before she goes to heaven. That's all I'm asking. Happy days.
Yeah. Well, we've got to clear you of all, you know, of all the emotions that you're having because... Your emotions, you know, she's trying to absorb them to try to keep you, healthy, okay?
Okay.
And you've got to tell her that's not her, you know, that's not your job, you know, that you're not supposed to, you know, be the one that's trying to, you know, make me physically well. She just doesn't want your emotions to make you sick. So I see her like a sponge, and she's absorbing them, okay? So you've got to, you know... You've got to tell her, like, please, you know, this is not your job. You know, your job is just to be the beautiful little baby that you are and nothing else. You're not here to, you know, you're not here to do this for me. Because she feels like it's her responsibility to help you, okay, and to keep you strong, to keep you healthy, to keep you safe. Does that make sense to you?
You're just here to be the little... and be happy. That's all I tell her to do. I don't want her to take on me. Goodness.
You know what she's saying, Mom, I understand what you're saying, but she's saying I could still feel like everything that you're feeling, and she does feel the fear that you have within and everything. And so what we have to do, like we are going to do a little bit of healing on you so that when she feels your energy, she's not going to, you know, she's not going to try to make you better, okay?
Okay.
because we don't want her to, you know, she's not here to fix everything. She feels like it's her responsibility to be a fixer and to do everything for you. Okay, and she's saying, but my mom needs me because without me she's so lonely.
Okay, thank you.
And loneliness is actually the opposite of love, Lisa. Okay?
Okay.
So we don't want Gizmo to be the fixer and to try to fill you, you know, what you're needing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make, like, any sense to you?
Yes, I don't ever want her to fix me. I just want her to be happy and feel loved and just enjoy life because it's such a short life for animals.
Yes. Okay, well, she's saying... She's doing her best right now, and she wants you. She's saying, please, Mom, please try to stop worrying. Okay? She wants you to stop worrying. And she's saying, it's sort of like my mom is lost. She doesn't know which direction to go. It's sort of like, you know, internally, like you've lost your way. Okay, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she's showing me.
Yep.
And we've got to, you know, we've got to get you back on track, and then by getting you on track, I feel like we're going to, you know, be able to help Gizmo as well. So I'm going to invite in Barbara to help you with a little bit of healing because you really do need a little bit right now, okay? And try to, you know, try to keep your thoughts as positive as you can. You need a little bit of divine peace right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Barbara? Oh, Barbara, are you muted? Oh, Lisa, can you still hear me?
I can hear you, DC. Maybe Barbara thought you were going to talk longer. She's
no, I think
a
maybe
break.
She wouldn't be taking a break.
Barbara,
are you with us? Okay, we're just going to have to hold on.
I think
maybe she's just having a little issue. We'll hold on for a little bit, hon. And I'm just going to send, I'm sending you, like, that loving energy. And while we wait, can you please, you know, go to that car wash with me?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to that beautiful car wash, Lisa. And, you know, we're driving in, and there's a gentleman, and he's waving us on. And he's so happy that, you know, you've come here today. And on the side of him, I'm looking... There's Archangel Mike. Archangel Raphael is there actually at the car wash as well. And he's saying, you know, this is going to be a very healing and cleansing wash, Lisa. Okay? And on the other side is Archangel Michael. And he's there as well to assist at this car wash. And he's saying, my beloved Lisa, use only positive words and thoughts. Because what you see, what you say is what you are manifesting, okay? If you find yourself, you know, going back and, you know, possibly thinking something else that is not, you know, that is not positive, he's saying just get your right hand and wipe it down your left arm and say cancel, clear, delete, and start over again, okay? So these beautiful archangels are with us at this beautiful healing car wash. And as we go through, you may actually feel your chakras going back into alignment, and they're spinning beautifully. They're the right color. And we're coming through, you know, we're out of the car wash, and then you have a beautiful group of angels, and they're drying off the car. And they're checking your chakras as well, okay? And there is Archangel Raphael, and it's just so beautiful. He's saying, Lisa, your chakras are in perfect alignment, okay?
Okay.
So I feel like a little bit more calm. And Archangel Michael is saying, you can do this, Lisa, you can do this, okay? So we're going to stay positive. Barbara, are you with us?
Yes, I'm back, although my computer's not back yet.
Okay, so Lisa and I actually just went through the car wash, and when we were there, there was a young man saying, come on in. And when we looked, next to the young man was actually Archangel Raphael. So he was performing like the chakra healing, you know, as we were going to the car wash. We had Archangel Michael on the other side. And he was like, you know, he was making sure those chakras were spinning in the right direction. And they're beautiful right now. Their colors are so vibrant. So we did have like a little bit of a cleansing, clearing of energy. And now we're ready for you to come in and take over.
Okay. Well, I have no idea what you guys talked about, except for the car wash thing you just told me. So,
okay, well, Gizmo, her fur baby, you know, has been really sick, as we know. And Gizmo is trying to be strong for her mommy and trying to absorb all of mommy's worries and fears, Barbara.
Yes, Gizmo does that.
Yeah, she's a beautiful fur baby, but, you know, that's not her job to be her mommy's strength. And she can't absorb all those, you know, all those feelings. It's not good for either of them. Okay?
Okay.
So Archangel Raphael is saying, Barbara, he's just asking that, you know, we visualize, like, the health that we want Gizmo to have and the health that we want, you know, each of us to have. And he's asking Lisa to stay positive. So she needs a little help with doing that.
Okay. Then let's go down the path that they're showing me. So, Lisa, we're going to do some of the Dear Innate statements, so I need you to repeat after me, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Dear Innate, it is safe for me to live.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to live.
Dear Innate, I take the weight off of Gizmo.
Dear Innate, I take the weight off of Gizmo.
Dear Innate, I take the weight off of myself.
Dear Innate, I take the weight off of myself.
Dear Innate, I release all of the worries and fears.
Dear Innate, I release all the worries and fears.
Dear Innate, I accept my power.
Dear Innate, I accept my power.
Dear Innate, I change my life.
Dear Innate, I change my life.
Take a nice deep breath.
Thank you.
Oh, we're not finished. I was just, you just needed to breathe.
That was good.
There's a little more. Dear Innate, I move forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I move forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I see the beauty in my life.
Dear Innate, I see the beauty in my life.
Dear Innate, I embrace the opportunities in my life.
Dear Innate, I embrace the opportunities in my life.
Dear Innate, I am shifting who I am being.
Dear Innate, what was the last part of that? Who I am being?
Shifting who I am being, yes.
Dear Innate, I am shifting who I am being.
Dear Innate, I open my heart to my own magnificence.
Dear Innate, I open my heart to my own magnificence.
Dear Innate, I am creating a better life.
Dear Innate, I am creating a better life.
Dear Innate, I am letting go.
Dear Innate, I am letting go.
And take a nice deep breath.
Ooh, thank you. I had a miraculous Mother's Day reading with DC, for she brought my Grammy through.
Yes, and Grammy is very powerful. She's a beautiful, powerful woman, and it was amazing.
And I go to my doctor yesterday that I just started seeing for the second time. She's a naturopath who I was told was intuitive, but I hadn't seen anything. And I sit down, and she said, I've been through your records, and I've looked at you, and I'm here to make you better because you're here to help a lot of people, and you need to start doing that and stop hiding. And I said, are you channeling my Grammy too?
I mean, your Grammy is so powerful. Oh, my gosh. She's amazing, Lisa. You've got to always, connect with her because she's going to guide you.
So my reading, my Mother's Day reading was a beautiful gift, and I just wanted to thank you for it. And I give you a giggle that I couldn't believe I was sitting in a chair 24 hours later having this said to me. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I mean, it was, it was needed right now, although you really needed it, you know.
Thank you so much.
And I just have the chills because she's here with us now. She's popping in. She likes to hear all the good stuff that you have to say about her.
Nothing but good stuff.
She's loving it, Lisa. Oh, my gosh. So funny.
She was amazing. She's like you, too. Just pure love.
Oh, and you're pure love as well. See, that's what you got to realize. What you see in us, you have within yourself. It's a reflection of who you are. So that's, your Grammy wants you to really, understand that and feel it. Please feel that, all that beautiful stuff within you, hon.
Okay. Well, I just want to appreciate both of you. Even though it's 2 days after Mother's Day, I just want to appreciate you ladies. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank
and
you.
We appreciate you.
And I'm laughing. Little Jackson, he's riding on his truck. Here I come.
You need to do the Jackson show.
Gosh.
Oh, wonderful. Okay,
thank
Lisa.
Much more peaceful. Thank you. Bless you both so much. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Bless you.
Start giving your magnificence, okay?
Okay. God bless you. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. And our next caller is Helena.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Let me get out of speakerphone.
Hi, Helena.
Hello.
How are you? I'm okay.
I'm sorry for the speakerphone. I never seem to be able to get out of it easily.
It's okay.
Thanks. Just sort of checking in with you guys. And by the way, happy Mother's Day to both of you and Jackson and everybody. How cool.
thank you so much. I did have a beautiful Mother's Day, and I actually reached out to a few people that were in need of connecting with their moms, their grandmoms, so it was really, really beautiful.
That's sweet of you. It's really kind of you to do that and help everybody, like you always do.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
As I said that, do you ever, on the 4th of July, there's these things that are like a little plastic thing. It's like a little bottle, and you pull the string, Helena. They're called poppers.
Yes.
And like all this confetti and stuff come out. Well, that's what Ginger's doing with Joan. And they're standing around you, and all these poppers are going off and everything. And Ginger's saying, you better get ready, girlfriend. Something good is coming your way, something unexpected. Something that you didn't even – it's wonderful she's going. So you're really, a good place right now where things are, really going in your direction. Okay? So think only good thoughts.
Okay. Oh, happy to hear
they're just having a ball with those poppers. I'm thinking, what are they? And I couldn't remember,
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got to really realize what an amazing, unique individual that you are, Helena. Okay? And she's saying, Mom, she's like one of those people. And she's showing me like a diamond. You're so rare. You're like a beautiful diamond. And, that the diamond to get where it needs to be goes through a lot, and through a lot of pressure and all this other stuff and comes out looking beautiful. That's you. Okay?
Yeah. So, it's like thousands and thousands of years, which it feels like.
Well, you're here. You don't have to wait that long. Okay? And you're going to have a lot of joy. You're going to have a lot of happiness. But you've got to sort of like do something a little different, like whatever you've been doing, just take a little break and just do something a little different. Let go of the worries, because when you worry and you're in a different mindset, it affects all of your work. It's like dominoes that, like, you hit the one and they all start, like, going down, okay?
Well, can you and tell? I think I made a little shift with that.
Yeah, but you're still, there's something
more? Okay.
Within you. Emotionally, there's like a little bit of something that you're holding on to, and you're still very self-critical, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay? There's a little bit of struggle going on there. So whatever you're feeling right there, we've got to get rid of this so that you can really go forward and enjoy what's coming your way, Helena. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, because she's saying, okay, she's got to get ready. She's got to say yes. That's the key. Okay. So what she's doing, okay, what is she giving Helena? Let me see. Okay. And she's saying it's sort of like the self-talk that's like really not, like it's not helping you. And you deserve to have all good coming your way. You've got to say like positive affirmations, use positive visualization, think happy thoughts. You know, I'm happy, I'm at peace, I'm successful. I look forward to all these good things that are coming my way. And, you know, you've really got to sort of, like, do that, like, every day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what she's doing is she's giving you a piece of black tourmaline, and she's saying, you know, she wants you to put it, like in a meditation, like at the base of your spine, that's your root chakra, and it's going to absorb all of that stuff that you really shouldn't be holding on to. And it's sort of, like, if you have some black tourmaline, if you could carry it with you, it actually blocks other people. Both, like, you know, negativity.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got to do
so
that
now. What she's saying. Okay. Well, she's saying that, you know, that's a start, but you've also have to, you know, have a little bit of healing with Auntie Barbara, so you're not off the hook, girlfriend.
I'm just grateful for both of you.
Oh, we're grateful for you. And with that being said, we're going to turn you over to Auntie Barbara, and we're going to get some healing. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
You're so welcome.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay, so you're ready to do some work, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Apparently I have to sit right in the chair before I work with you. Okay, here we go. Repeat after me. Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I am magnificent.
Dear innate, I am magnificent.
Dear innate, I am wonderful.
Dear innate, I am wonderful.
Dear innate, I am beautiful.
Dear innate, I am beautiful.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to move forward.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to move forward.
Dear innate, I am completely releasing the past.
Dear innate, I am completely releasing the past.
Dear innate, my heart knows my goodness.
Dear innate, my heart knows my goodness.
Dear innate, I trust my heart.
Dear innate, I trust my heart.
Dear innate, I'm letting go.
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 Dear innate, I'm really letting go.
Dear innate, I'm really letting go.
Dear innate, I release all of the buts.
Dear innate, I release all of the buts.
Dear innate, I see the beauty in my life.
Dear innate, I see the beauty in my life.
Dear innate, I see the beauty in myself.
Dear innate, I see the beauty in myself.
Dear innate, I embrace my opportunities.
Dear innate, I embrace my opportunities.
Dear Nate, I am a new person.
Dear Nate, I am a new person.
Dear Nate, I love the new me.
Dear Nate, I love the new me.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to live the new me.
Dear Nate,
me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I started talking. What was the end of that?
It is safe for me to live the new me.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to live the new me.
Take a nice deep breath. Oh, boy, things are moving. How does that feel?
Empowering. Yeah.
So they're saying that from this moment forward, you should only think about what you truly desire.
Okay.
And if you find yourself thinking about something and going, oh, why, immediately stop. Because that's not where you are anymore. That's not who you are anymore. You think only of what you desire. And you recognize
okay.
that you are receiving it.
Okay.
You know, when you think of, like, those thoughts, and Barbara said, you know, like, think of only what you want, if you find yourself thinking something else, Archangel Michael wants you to take your right hand, brush it down your left arm, and say, clear, cancel, delete, and then start over.
Okay.
And that gets like that negativity. And you've got to visit the car wash, Ginger is saying.
Oh, yeah. Is that
got to go through that car wash.
Well, can you repeat it, or is it just me seeing myself going through this cosmic car wash and getting
all
the gunk off?
You're just, you know,
okay.
You know what, actually, it's really funny because Joan and Ginger are in the red convertible. And they're saying, honey, just jump in the back seat. And who's in the back seat but Robin Williams? Okay, so just jump in with Robin, and he's just happy to have you with him in the back. And you get, you know, to the front of the car wash there, and there's a young boy saying welcome. And you'll notice, like, on the one side there, on the left side, you're going to see Archangel Raphael. He's there, and so as the car is getting taken care of, you're going to get your chakras back into alignment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be cleansed. They're going to be cleared. And then Archangel Michael is on the other side and across from Archangel Raphael, and he's just doing his part as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's getting rid of, well, he's cutting cords and things like that. So you're really getting, like, you're getting a super luxury car wash there. You're going to feel amazing, and the car wash is actually open for 7 days, so you can go in as often as you'd like.
Oh, cool. Okay.
You know, the car wash is just one way to do it, but water itself is very, very cleansing. It even, you know, when you take a shower and things, envision that you're in the car wash too, and just clear away, like, any negativity, anything that no longer serves you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, but today,
yeah.
Because they really want to hang out with you for a bit. And they're having fun. They're going to take you to the car wash, and then maybe later they're going to do something fun. Because they're saying, Helena, you really need to stop thinking and start just having a little bit more fun.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
You need it. Yeah, they're saying she
yeah.
needs it. And it's all well, but visit that car wash.
Really cool. Thank you, both.
You're so welcome. And Ginger said, you better put something on your head because, girlfriend, it's a convertible. We're going through the car wash in.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but since it was cosmic, I knew I was safe.
Robin is snuggling up with you. You're safe.
Oh, yeah.
He's giving you a big squeeze there, but you better put something on your head.
All right. We can go up Highway 1 after the car wash. Up to Malibu.
Yep.
Yep. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. God bless, hon. Thanks
God
for
bless.
Calling.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, and I want to remind our callers that when you call in, if you want to talk to us, you must press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on the studio board. Otherwise, we just let you listen. So if you have a question or you would like a message, please press the number 1. And we have a caller with their hand up now. So we are going to the caller from 3363. Hi, who's this?
I think it's me.
It is you. And can we have your first name, you?
My first name is Celeste, and I'm calling from a different country, so that's why I didn't quite recognize what the area code was. So I'm calling from France, so it's afternoon, but good morning to you lovely ladies. And I did not realize that I had to press number 1, so thank you for that gentle reminder, Barbara.
They always have me remind people when it's needed, so... What can we do for you?
Well, I also am the lovely recipient of a Mother's Day message from D.C. We've just recently become connected through Ryan. I'm in many of those different groups. So, and Barbara, I've never had the luxury or pleasure of having communicated with you, but this is always the first time.
Yes, definitely.
So I believe I'm in line for the car wash, and
I'm
going there, and I want the luxury edition. I want the undercarriage. I want the wax. I want the dry. I want the whole thing.
You deserve the whole thing, and it's free. It's all free. Whatever you want, it is free.
Yeah.
So that's really, really cool.
You gave some great pointers about, you know, it's open for 7 days. Go and... I mean, I've had that, the chakras lined, spinning correctly. Ryan made sure of that, but, you know, he's also probably going to help with this. So
it's his car wash that we're going through. It's owned and operated by Ryan. So he's and just say hello to him as you, you know, as you get there to the entrance, say hi to Ryan, okay?
Yep, I shall do that. I shall do that. And I'm just really basically calling. I'm so thrilled that I was able to touch bases with my mom, and it really resonated with me, the message, and I miss her dearly.
Well, she loves you, hon. And Ryan is handing you a beautiful stone. It's called Aragonite.
Okay.
And I believe Aragonite actually comes from Spain. It's a crystal, but you've got to watch because it's a little softer of a mineral. So if you're going to hold on to that piece of aragonite that he's handing you, he said you can't take it into the car washer. It's going to get ruined. We can't use water on this crystal, okay?
Okay.
But the reason that he was handing it to you, he's saying that, Celeste, it's going to help you to ground. It's going to help you to accept. It's going to help you to have, like, a little bit more balance that you are needing. It helps with anxiety. It helps with stress. And it really helps you to concentrate a little bit more. And he's asking that you place this beautiful stone, the aragonite, at your root chakra, the base of the spine, and our solar plexus chakra, and, you know, and the upper stomach, and then at the crown, okay? And this is really going to help you because he's saying that he feels that you really need that right now, okay?
Okay. I will do my best to locate this stone, this crystal.
Aragonite.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I
shall he's saying, you know, things are changing for you, and they're going to change, and they're going to be more positive. Okay?
Okay.
So he wants you to have hope, and he wants you to just, really, you've got to start thinking, you know, like really, really good thoughts, okay?
Okay.
Okay. He's here with you. He's saying, hold on for a second. You know, Orion, okay. Barbara, you don't mind him coming in for the session, do you? We have another co-host from the other side. Okay.
The more the merrier.
Beautiful. Yeah, okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, because he's like concentrating on your root chakra, okay? And he was concentrating on the other ones, the solar plexus, and the crown chakra, right? And he's saying, you know, Celeste, they're a little bit jacked up right now.
okay? So use the, and he's going to help you, you know, with those as well, okay? He's saying, you know, he's talking about your health. You need, you know, you need to just relax a little bit, and he's glad that you called in. You need a little bit of insight, okay? And he's saying that you really need a little bit of downtime, okay? Have you noticed physical symptoms? And then when you do notice physical symptoms, do you make a correlation between the mind and the body, how you are feeling?
I'm not sure if I'm 100% correct all the time, but I try. I'm still learning.
Okay, because he's just showing me that you need a little bit of help here. Okay. Okay, what else is he showing me? Let's see. I'm trying to see here. Okay. Okay, is there someone in your life that possibly could be giving you a little bit of some issues? I think it's female. He's saying, Celeste, you've got to have boundaries. You've got to draw those boundaries.
Mhm. Yeah. That can be applicable. Yes.
Okay, because that's what he's showing me. So he's saying, you know, that's going to really help if you start, you know, drawing those boundaries. Okay. Okay. What else is he showing me here? Let me see. Okay. He's saying you've got everything that you need. You've got all the resources, and he's saying everything you need is within you, Celeste. Okay.
Okay.
Are you thinking about maybe doing something new? Because he's saying, please go for it, you know? And all you have to do is say, you know, and allow it to come your way. Because he's saying something new, something new. And Archangel Michael is stepping forward and saying, Celeste, you're protected as you go forward. There's nothing to worry about.
Right.
Okay. And Ryan is saying, you know, I'm still here. Okay, just because you can't see me doesn't mean that I'm not here. And, you know, I'm with you. I'm with everyone, okay? So he's there, and he's intuitively guide you as well. And I'm getting to something that's holding you back right now, Celeste. So I don't know if you're aware of what it is, but he's saying there's something holding.
Yeah. I mean, if it's physicality, I'm here for a little bit longer, and you know, hopefully by this time next year I'll be back on U.S. soil with my family.
Beautiful. And he's just asking you to pay attention to the guidance that you're getting, because you're not listening. You're not focused, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a lot of beautiful wisdom within as well, okay? And I'm getting, you know, are you waiting till you get back on U.S. soil to go forward on your life's purpose? Because he's saying doors are going to start to open for you.
Yeah. Yes, I am, pretty much, because most of my resources are, you know, are there. And I see all of, you know, these things that I could be involved in. But there's nothing in the area that I'm living in right now that I can go to. And it's all in a different language. And even if there was something that I could do, it's all in a different language, and I would not fully understand. So I am waiting. I do kind of feel like I am on hold so that I can pursue things once I get back to
the
States.
So he's laughing.
Yeah.
He's laughing. He's saying, do you realize that you and DC just connected over the weekend, and she's on U.S. soil, and you're where you are? And
sure.
You got it. He's got it done. He's saying, so you've got to think differently. You've got to sort of think outside the box, okay?
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're getting frustrated, and it's you're throwing your hands up in the air. He's saying he wants you to be a little bit more rational, but think outside of the box. He's saying think outside of the box. So I feel like you could start something while you are there, okay? And you could do it maybe online or something even. There's something that you can actually do, okay? But you've got to start thinking a little bit different. And he's saying there's going to be so many opportunities right now in front of you.
Here,
okay?
Yeah, okay.
Think about what you are wanting. Think about what the perfect scenario would be. And he's saying, let's start making this happen.
Right.
Okay? And he's saying, he's showing me, pennies from heaven. He's saying, Celeste, money could start coming into you. Okay? There could be money coming your way. I'm hearing the word success. He's saying, but you've got to start thinking in a different way and let it come. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm getting he's laughing. He's saying, I'm glad that she called him because she does need a little bit of help, she thinks. Okay? You need to find a different approach, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to think a different way. And he's laughing and he's just saying, hang in there, Celeste. Everything is going to be, okay. So with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing, and you're going to feel a lot better, okay?
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you, Deep.
Oh, it was nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Stay here.
Okay, Celeste.
I hope I don't get disconnected because I hear snippets of conversations and I can put them together. So I hope I can understand everything that you're saying to me right now, Barbara.
Okay, if I say something and you don't understand, just let me know and I will say it again.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So we're going to do some of those dear innate statements, so you just repeat what I say.
Okay.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to move forward.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to move forward.
Dear innate, I am no longer putting my life on hold.
Dear innate, I am no longer putting my life on hold.
Dear innate, I am always guided to what is best.
Dear innate, I am always guided to what is best.
Dear innate, I listen to my guidance.
Dear innate, I listen to my guidance.
Dear innate, I take inspired actions.
Dear innate, I take inspired actions.
Dear innate, I live now.
Dear innate, I live now.
Take a nice deep breath. Oh, that's bringing up some heat. Are you feeling heat?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah.
Down my fingertips, yes. Going down my, yep.
All right, then, let's keep going. Dear innate, I open my heart to loving and accepting myself.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving and accepting myself.
Dear innate, I choose to live my truth.
Dear innate, I choose to live my truth.
Dear innate, I fully embrace who I am.
Dear innate, I fully embrace who I am.
Dear innate, nothing can stop me.
Dear innate, nothing can stop me.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Wonderful.
Okay, well, you are going to be getting messages from your guidance, so pay attention.
Thank you. Do you
automatic writing or anything like that?
No, I have never even attempted that, no.
They're encouraging you to find some way where you can ask them questions and get the answers. I like automatic writing because it's extremely simple and it works. If you want to go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and there's a tab that says automatic writing, and the instructions for doing it are on that page. So all you have to do is read them and follow them.
Well, I shall check that out. I will pull that up after this phone call. That's great. I'll look into that. I never even thought of that.
And Celeste, please don't forget to check that out. But Ryan is saying right now at this moment, say, Ooza.
Say it a couple times. That's for you, Ryan.
And he's saying, girlfriend, he said, when you get up in the morning, you go in that bathroom, you look at that hairy eyeball and you say, I love you, Celeste. Okay?
I'm getting chills just thinking about this. Yeah, and I will. Yes, I will. I will do that. Yes,
anything,
I will do that.
I love the hell out of you. So
That
was his.
Well, I think he's going to do so much good for all of us. I mean, it's unfortunate he's passed. Am I still talking to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you're here. We hear you.
It just sounded like we had been disconnected, but it's just unfortunate for his family. And but it's the way he lives on, in just the small way that I see on Facebook and in the different groups that I'm involved with, is just amazing. Amazing. Already, I get chills just thinking about it. So this has been extra special.
He's just in a different form. He's still here, and he's still going to keep doing the work with everyone that he's been doing.
Right, right. And that's much appreciated. Thank
you,
lady.
But you say that Ooza a couple times, and then you get there and you check out Barbara's automatic writing, okay?
I shall do that. Thank you so much. This is my first time I've been on any type of Blog Talk radio program, so I'm very, very excited. And thanks for telling me to press number one.
And Ryan is saying, honey, this is going to be just the first of many firsts. There's a lot of more firsts to come, okay?
Great, great. Fantastic.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, ladies. And in the French way, I will say to you, au revoir.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. Love it.
Bye-bye. Okay.
We
are going to our next caller from area code 510. Hi, who's this? Area code 510, you're on.
Oh, okay. First I didn't press the one, then I didn't press the mute button. Okay, hi, or unmute. It's Leanne.
Of course it is.
Oh, of course it is. Jeez.
You're having an interesting day, I can tell.
She just said,
yes.
She's been there and she's done that before, and we still love you, Leanne.
Oh, my goodness. I just zoned out listening. Like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, oh, snap back. I guess first, whatever messages that come through would be welcomed.
Okay. Well, I'm getting, like, over the next couple of weeks, it's going to be getting really interesting for you. There's going to be a lot of, like, unexpected surprises. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going through sort of, like, a little bit of a rough time. I feel like your energy is a little bit lower, but this is going to all, you know, it's going to go away. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to get ready for a lot of happy times. You've got to get ready for all these opportunities. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get rid of doubts and stuff and the fears, Ginger, saying, oh, my gosh, girlfriend, get them out of your head. You know?
Okay.
Because you've got a lot of good stuff coming in, like, you know, coming in for you, and that certainly has no place with all that stuff that's in there now. And you've got to really, really tell yourself how beautiful you are, and really see yourself through the eyes of the divine. Because what I'm being shown by Ginger is you're not seeing yourself the way, you know, that the angels see you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And treat
okay.
yourself with the love that you would, you know, give to someone else.
Okay?
So you really deserve, you know, to be loved more. And it starts, you know, of course, with self-love, Leanne.
Right.
Okay? So Ginger's just, you know, she's handing you, what is she handing you? Let me see, what is that, Ginger? Okay, I've got to see what she's handing you. Okay. Okay, so She's handing you a piece of yellow tiger's eye. Okay. And she's saying, Leanne, you can use that, you know, piece of tiger's eye, the crystal, on your solar plexus area, like in the upper stomach. And the solar plexus chakra is a beautiful color, yellow, just like the sun.
you need a little bit of a boost, she's saying. You need to have a little bit more confidence. And she's saying this is gonna help you. Okay?
Okay.
And she's saying, and I'm adding a little piece of citrine in there too to help as well. And it's
okay.
Sort of like, you know, when you're in those situations where you're with people that, you know, they're not, you know, like the people that you would really want to be around, that citrine is going to help as well. Okay? It'll help when you know you're amongst large crowds of people too.
Okay.
Okay. And she said, here's another, one more stone for the bag. She's handing you a piece of malachite. Okay? And
okay.
Malachite is going to, like, any kind of anxiety you're having. Okay? And it's just going to bring about, like, a friendly energy. And a little, she's saying, here's a little something that you should remember. If you carry stones with you, for every stone, put in a shiny copper penny. Because the copper penny is going to amplify the energy of the stones.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be really, really, you know, amazing. And she's saying, girlfriend, have you been to the car wash yet?
I need the same extra luxury double duty car wash the last lady wanted.
Okay, well, it's open for 7 days. You can go in as many times as you want, but in the meantime, we've got to get rid of all that stuff in your, you know, in your head that you really don't need, honey. Okay, so I'm turning you over to Barbara.
Okay.
Okay, Leanne. The first thing I'm getting is a question, and the question that they're asking is, why are you stopping your own magnificence?
I didn't know that I was, but I will look at that.
It's like
I'm writing
you're
it down
saying
too,
that
what I do.
You have all of this amazing potential that you know that you have. It's just so
I think
much.
I'm just been tired.
What are you tired of?
No, I think I'm just, I was like, dang, okay, can't get out of that. Well, physically, it's coming from probably the emotional, you know, piece as well. And there's some stuff that happened coming from the other side of my family that just rebirthed itself. And I've just released it. And my grandfather, I think we've talked about him before, but I was told he was transitioning and felt it and talked to him like soul to soul all the night before last. That's also why I'm sleepy, but it was important. And then I saw him yesterday and it was actually really beautiful. And I knew, you know, what was coming. I could feel it, but he's not gone yet. And there's some people, relatives, or one in particular, that's trying to hasten it using, you know, other means. And things occurred where I wasn't going to speak up, but was asked to speak up, and I listened to spirit, and I did. But I also knew the minute that I answered a question that some of the old, you know, toxic patterns in the family that weren't healed, because they're just, it's just that side. It was just going to bring it right back. And I knew it the minute that I even said anything. And I was like, and I even said, you know, let's not do this. It's about him being safe and about just allowing this process to be peaceful. And then I removed myself because physically I could tell it wasn't a place to be. And I pretty much knew that that was my physical goodbye, even though I didn't even plan on seeing him again because of the energy in the space, because I can talk to him, you know, from wherever I'm at. And so I know I needed to do it. A priest actually came. It was beautiful. Brought, you know, did the last blessing, and that's more traditional for him, but it came up as something that needed to be done. So I made the call and there was a beautiful prayer. All of that felt really good. But then the other stuff just was, I just got slammed in it. And again, and I'm not a victim of it at all. I knew it. Like I said, I when I walk into that house, I know what's there, and I usually use all my tools. And even before I came in, I did that. But then like I woke up in the middle of the night and I got a message from someone, and it was the same relative who wasn't even there, by the way, but the energy's big. And really it's coming from pain, and I know that. So I'm, you know, sending love, glad for actually working with the detachment, but I think there's still a part that's like, whoa. So what am I tired of? The drama. I want to cut the cord truthfully and just, you know, let it be literally on all levels with that whole, what's left of that side of the family, because it's just unhealthy. And I see what they're torturing my mother literally. And it's interesting only when I tell you this is that I think some of the things I had to go through with some of the friends I told you, you know, the things with my other, well, with my uncle, the other side, that passed, it maybe was a lesson to teach me some more compassion and to know, you know, you talked to me about empowerment, also work on the same thing, the doubts and all of that, and to trust, and maybe to give a little moment of what my mother's journey has been like. Not that I need to carry it, but it can help me be more compassionate with her. So I actually was able to have her here after what transpired after I left over there and gave her a very safe space. So I think that those are the good things about it, but I'm still tired of it. And I know on another level that it's actually all unraveling divinely, and it's all okay. And I am being removed, you know, it's happening. It had to happen that way so I could remove myself. And it's just a lot though. I mean, it's a lot because it's really heavy, ugly energy. And it's not even ugly. Like I said, it's just deep pain that comes out as highly toxic. And it's why I still don't have a voice. And it's like, whoa, the voice does this. And I'm like, okay. So that just means I need to. So I wrote to DC last night and I was like, are you on tomorrow? So I realize it's a part of seeing it. And then what feeling is this is the opportunity to just let go, let God. And it really is nothing more than that I can do with it beyond that. And just hold love, have love, and do it from a distance, which I already knew that answer, but I did want to see my Nanu again because it said I was supposed to. And I think it was more for my mom and maybe just to have this final cutting of the cord.
Okay. Well, then let's do some of those dear innate statements and release some of this garbage that you've been taking on.
Yeah.
Okay. Dear innate, I release the need to take on garbage.
Yes, dear innate, I release the need to take on garbage.
Dear innate, I release the need to give my power away to others.
Yes, dear innate, I release the need to give my power away to others.
Dear innate, I release the need to save other people.
Yep, dear innate, I release the need to save other people.
Dear innate, I release the belief in victims.
Dear innate, I release the belief in victims.
Dear innate, I release the power of victims.
Dear innate, I release the power of victims.
Dear innate, I disconnect from old family energies.
Dear innate, I disconnect from old family energies.
Dear innate, I disconnect from ancestral patterns.
Dear innate, I disconnect from ancestral patterns.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to put my life on hold.
Dear innate, I release the need to put my life on hold.
Dear innate, I allow myself to live.
Dear innate, I allow myself to live.
Dear innate, I fully embrace who I am.
Dear innate, I fully embrace who I am.
Dear innate, I fully accept my power.
Dear innate, I fully accept my power.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to speak.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to speak.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be heard.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be heard.
Dear innate, I no longer take on other people's energy.
Dear innate, I no longer take on other people's energy.
Dear innate, it is my time to shine.
Dear innate, it is my time to shine.
Dear innate, I live my magnificence.
Dear innate, I live my magnificence.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Good. Yeah. Better.
Good. Okay, it's time for you to stop holding yourself back to fully be you.
So I bought a house, if you want to know what I did in another state, because I'm leaving here. That's what I did last week. So this is all perfect fit. That's why I just needed to let it out.
Yeah, it's time for you to move forward,
yeah.
So do that.
Yeah, I did, and it's all... So I'm laughing when DC
beautiful.
Said about the interesting things. Yeah, yeah.
That's
it's
awesome.
Away from here. It's away around the little kids on the extended family, and it's on the water, and it's, yeah.
Wow, that sounds incredible. That sounds really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
And
yep,
water
it's
is
time.
So healing. And it's
yep.
going to be amazing. You're going to have to show us pictures, though. You have to show pictures.
Yeah, I'll send them private because I'm not even announcing anything. My mom knows, and she's finally dealt with that. And there's even like mother. My husband calls it mother-in-law quarters. It's hilarious. It has a separate floor.
Awesome. That's beautiful. Yeah.
I said, actually, it is
what,
perfect.
Yeah, and I think that your grandfather actually picked it out for you.
Oh, cool. Really? That
yep.
would make sense because he's the builder. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I got the chills. I just feel like, you know.
Wow. Funny because every time we were looking at something, we would just walk right out, and then this one we just walked in and knew. And I always would bring him up to look at things to know because he was a master builder. So
yeah.
So wow.
Beautiful. Really, really cool.
Well, wonderful.
Wow.
Okay, well then you get busy. Make
and I could
right
there.
Home.
I could do everything
beautiful
I need
place.
To do. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yep, and go through the
this
car wash before
I need
you
a
do
physical
anything.
Relocation. Yep, yep,
yep.
I probably won't leave. Well, I'll be obviously talking to you guys before, but I'll own it, you know, officially with a bank by towards the end of June. But I'll looking at moving in August so that you know, things get finalized over here since it's a state, you know, relocation.
Okay, great.
Please
but
take
as
care
of yesterday,
yourself in the meantime.
I would have
yeah,
left yesterday.
You've got
to- yeah, that's what I need to do.
Yeah, because you're really physically, your energy is a lot lower. You've got to take care of you.
No, it really is. Yeah, I just have to detach and do the work, the practice. And everything we just did was really helpful because it's everything I needed to affirm and get that other part of me to go, yeah, yeah, come on, wake up.
Yep.
Well, great. Well, then
have, a great
have some fun and do something just for you today.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm hearing the words ice cream. I don't know why they always want you to go eat ice cream, but
I don't know. But that's so funny.
That's delicious.
They give me permission for the treat, you see.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
that's so
yes,
funny.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Pick your favorite.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Ice cream sounds good. Okay.
Yeah,
thank
does,
you.
Does.
I will hopefully. Yeah. So I'll talk to you guys soon, and my energy will come back. Just give me a couple days. I'll be back.
Okay, great.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And our last caller is from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne. What can we do for you today?
Well, just any kind of general reading. I'm kind of like the last caller. It's was kind of a melancholy weekend. I'm not sure, just feeling kind of down.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see what we're getting then.
Yeah. The first thing I have for you, you've got to be a little bit more optimistic, Anne. You've got to expect good things to happen. Okay? And just say, you know, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for what I have presently, and allow good things to happen. And when we do, you know, even like our health, whatever the situation is, it really does, you know, it helps when we stay in a positive mindset. Okay? And I'm getting that everything is going to turn out, you know, really good for you, but it starts with Anne taking care of Anne. You've got to take care of yourself. Okay? And happiness and joy, those are an inside job, okay? And
yeah,
you've got to let go of that anxiety.
A lot of insomnia. I have a lot of, I feel
well,
like
you've got a lot on your mind, yeah.
Insomnia. Because
I'm getting a visual, like Ginger showed me a visual. It's like you're a hamster on a wheel. Like, so how do you think you're going to sleep? Because even if you're trying to sleep, your mind is still going, you know? So you've got to really, you know, you've got to do some nice things for you. We're going to do a little bit of a healing. And I'm getting, like, they are going to get better. It's sort of like I'm getting, like, a new start, okay? Things that maybe you didn't even expect, okay? And you're going to feel so much better, okay? So you have got to just start, you know, saying thank you before all the good comes your way.
Oh, yeah, I do that
okay?
Every day. I do. Gratitude every morning and every night.
Okay. And you've got to really think about what it is that you are wanting, really, really, like, you know, wanting. Because I'm getting, you know, maybe like, you know, and needing, like, there's sort of like a little bit of a fine line there, okay? And then once you really figure out what it is, like, allow the divine to come in and to really help you, Anne, okay? Okay, what are they showing me? Okay, so what I'm getting is Ginger saying, you know, she's handing you a piece of green jade, and the green jade is very soothing, it's very calming, it's filled with unconditional love, it's good for acceptance, and you could carry that beautiful stone, like, close to your heart, okay, and it should help you, and she's also giving you a beautiful piece of amethyst. And the amethyst is going to help with lack of sleep, Anne, okay? So the amethyst, it's going to help you with that, okay, with the lack of sleep, okay? And because I'm getting, like, there's even, like, a little bit of, like, irritabilities, there's stress. Are you having any kind of hormonal issues?
Yeah, definitely. The changing.
Okay,
and
are you watching your diet?
Yeah, I'm a clean eater.
Okay. Okay, so the hormonal, and there's, like I said, there's stress, there's a little bit of irritability there. So these beautiful stones will help you, and you could sit and meditate with them as well. And, okay, Ginger's showing me something else here. She wants me to look at something else here. Okay, let's see what it is that she wants to show. Okay, what is it, Ginger? Yeah, for Anne. Okay. Okay, so the other thing that Ginger is showing, okay, she's just saying you've got to connect with your joy. She's saying, Anne, what is it that really, you know, what is it that you're passionate about? Okay, she's saying you're sort of like a people pleaser, you know, and she's saying you've got to start focusing a little bit more on Anne, a little bit more on you, okay? And then you're going to see, like, things are going to, you know, get better. Because if you, you know, if you focus on others and you give to others and there's not, you know, equal balance, everything in your life is going to be out of sync, okay? So you've got to make sure that, you know, Anne comes first. And I don't know if, you know, if that resonates with you, but you really have to do that, Anne, okay? And then Ginger's showing me, she's showing me, like, this, it's like the sacred geometry. And I feel like Archangel Metatron is with you. So I don't know if you know who Archangel Metatron is.
Yeah.
But he's going to work magic with his Metatron's cube too, as well as the healing. And things are going to start to change faster than we could really believe possible, okay? So with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara because you are really in need of some healing, and you are going to feel better, and we're going to get you right back on track, okay?
Great.
Awesome. Barbara?
Okay. So we are going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements, so I just want you to repeat what I say.
All right.
Okay. Dear innate, it is safe for me to sleep.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to sleep.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to just let go.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to just let go.
Dear innate, I release responsibility for the world.
Dear innate, I release responsibility for the world.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear innate, I do what is for my highest good.
Dear innate, I do what is for my highest good.
Dear innate, I trust.
Dear innate, I trust.
Dear innate, I know that God will take care of the world.
Dear innate, I know that God will take care of the world.
Dear innate, I do not need to save anyone.
Dear innate, I do not need to save anyone.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let it all go.
Dear innate, even though I do not know how, I let it all go.
Dear innate, it is time for me to let it all go.
Dear innate, it is time for me to let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath. What kind of feelings is this bringing up?
I guess both things from things from childhood. I don't know, somehow as a little girl it was kind of switched that I had to take care of my parents, and I don't know what, you know, consciously I don't know why that came up, but that's what came up in my head when you were talking about some of
them. Let's clear that out then. Dear innate, I release the need to be responsible for my parents.
Dear innate, I release the need to be responsible for my parents.
Dear innate, I release all of the blame and guilt.
Dear innate, I release all of the blame and guilt.
Dear innate, I do not need to be punished.
Dear innate, I do not need to be punished.
Dear innate, I no longer punish myself.
Dear innate, I no longer punish myself.
Dear innate, I am good enough.
Dear innate, I am good enough.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving and accepting myself.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving and accepting myself.
Dear innate, this is my life and my choice.
Dear innate, this is my life and my choice.
Dear innate, I release the patterns from my past.
Dear innate, I release the patterns from my past.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
That feels good. My throat releasing.
Wonderful. Okay. They say you're ready now to start living your own life and really accepting yourself, and that you deserve to be able to sleep, because you do.
Yeah, I wonder when you're going through things like menopause, so how much can you control? You know, if a lot of hormonal changes cause insomnia, and how much of your emotional work can you help? You know what I'm saying? How much is physical and how much can you control with spiritual and emotional?
Well, you know, you can, at night when you're going to bed, if you can't sleep, you can start just saying, "Dear Innate, I choose to sleep. Dear Innate, I choose to sleep." And you may have to say it several times and just let yourself go to sleep. Because you are the one that makes the choice about what you are experiencing in your life. And if you choose to sleep, then you should sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are the one with the power. Your body doesn't have power over you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I don't think all 100%. I mean, if you have an illness or if you have cancer, you can't just say, "I choose not to have cancer."
Absolutely, you can. There's probably a bunch of other stuff you'd need to say to clear out whatever it was that you created. But yeah, you can. You can make a different choice. You can always make a different choice.
And everything starts with, like, you know, with any kind of ailment, it starts with a dis-ease in the body. So before it turns into disease, there's dis-ease.
Yeah, I've heard that one. But is there time to do another one about that, about joy, about finding the pursuing joy, not just in your everyday life, but in a career as well?
Okay. Repeat after me. Dear Innate, I choose to experience joy.
Dear Innate, I choose to experience joy.
Dear Innate, I choose to live in my power.
Dear Innate, I choose to live in my power.
Dear Innate, I choose to see my magnificence.
Dear Innate, I choose to see my magnificence.
Dear Innate, I choose to accept that I deserve joy.
I choose to accept that I deserve joy.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I am seeing the beauty in my life.
Dear Innate, I see the beauty in my life.
Dear Innate, I am making the choices that are right for me.
Dear Innate, I am making the choices that are right for me.
Dear Innate, I deserve the perfect career.
Dear Innate, I deserve the perfect career.
Dear Innate, I deserve the perfect life.
Dear Innate, I deserve the perfect life.
Dear Innate, I am claiming my life.
Dear Innate, I am claiming my life.
Dear Innate, I open my heart to joy.
Dear Innate, I open my heart to joy.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay. How does that feel?
Good. Good, that feels. I felt that one more all the way up into my top of my head.
Good.
Clearing out. Thank
you. Well, wonderful. Okay, and don't forget that if you need to sleep, you know, you're an eight. I choose to sleep. I deserve to sleep. I'm going to sleep right now. You know, make those statements because you do have that power, and it is your choice. It really is. Okay?
All right. Thank you very
just
much.
Just try it. Even though you don't believe it, just try it, okay?
Yeah, it's been weeks and weeks and months that I've tried everything, so I will keep trying.
Okay. And, you know, call us back if you need to.
All right. Sure will. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anne. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, DC, we are done for today.
Beautiful. What a beautiful show, Barbara. And Ryan really likes what we do. So he's giving us a thumbs up as well. And he's letting everyone know that, you know, the car wash is open, so please visit it when you have time. And he's smiling. He said, "You guys are, you know, you ladies are doing a great job." So thank you, Ryan.
Yes, thank you, Ryan.
Yes. Well, I guess that's all for another day, Barbara. We're good until Thursday.
Yes. We will be back on Thursday, and we invite everyone to come back and join us.
Take care, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.